Blog Talk Radio.
Around the world, Inner Sight Open Mic, welcome. Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arian. And we are proud to have this show, as you heard last night, if you were listening. Top 10. We're in the top 10 shows for the disabled. And I know why we're in the top 10. Because our show is unique. We say things and give out ideas that nobody else dares to do. And one of the reasons for that is because many of these agencies, money from the state and the federal government, and they're not about to criticize or to advocate against the government that gives them money. We don't get money from the government. It's all donations. We operate that way. And I'll tell you one thing, even if we did get money from the government, there would be no strings attached to that money. Because Inner Sight will not tolerate that. We advocate. We do it from the heart. We're very outspoken. And we're looking to help everybody, not just the disabled. That's another way that we're unique. You know, our ideas put into practice would help everyone, especially the overburdened taxpayer. So that's a big reason why we're considered in the top 10, because the show is unique. People can speak their mind on this show. People can get help. We're not afraid to call the newspapers. In fact, we're working on a story right now with Eyewitness News. It's Guide Dog Month, you know. And the big question is, how many people will be, blind people will be denied a guide dog this very month all over this country? And how much money will the agencies make on those denials? Agencies that don't even have a license to train a dog. So we're going to be putting that question up on the Facebook. We'd like to see people try to find the answer to that question, because it's very important. Because the schools that train dogs for the blind operate on your money. So people should be concerned and informed. And incidentally, the Animal Medical Center in New York City gives free goat care to the guide dog. But not, and I repeat, but not if you train your dog on your own. Now, why is that? If the dog does the same work, maybe even better, because, you know, a person trains the dog on their own, that bond is a lot better than if somebody else trains it. So there you have another part of why there should be a law to protect people. Why do the agencies butt in to a blind person's medical if the blind person trains the dog on their own? All right, Inner Sight around the world, and let's see, less than a month, you got the big election coming up. Yeah. Well, you know, they say that Biden is ahead of Trump in several states. But somebody said to me today, well, that means that Trump is winning. The opposite. I mean, who knows, you know. But I got to say,
good evening.
On the NBC News, I heard some comments about that Biden made, saying that President Trump needs to bear responsibility for spreading some of the virus. Well, sure, we all do. You know, I agree. You know, but instead of criticizing the president, You know, if you're going to criticize the president, all right, everybody does. What are you doing to help the millions of people that are struggling through this economy?
You know, you want to know what he just said?
These talks are lingering on, dragging on. For what purpose? I mean, get the damn money out.
No, you didn't know what he said. You know what?
What?
Trump said just a little while ago. He said he wants to hold. Basically, he's holding the stimulus package captive until the nomination of the Supreme Court justice is in office. This is getting ridiculous, by the way.
Well,
it's tit for tat. And you know what? All of these politicians, every single one of them, should be held accountable. Every single one of them. Every single one.
Yeah, including the World Health Organization. Where the hell are they? How come they're not held responsible for allowing this
thing?
They're
the ones who started it.
To spread and all
honestly.
That. Yeah, well, that could be. So, you know, Biden ought to blame the doctors, too, because what the hell have they done? All these people who died? I wouldn't praise doctors.
Everybody seems to think, you know, that we're so anti-government and this and that and the other thing. I am not anti-government. I am the exact opposite. And I'll tell you why people seem to think, oh, us disabled individuals are so anti-government. That's not the case. Okay,
the government's good.
Not,
it's not.
That's not
it's
it.
Some of the ways that they need to change.
Right. They need to change and step up.
That are not good. Modify.
That's right. Right. They need
that's
to enforce what they set out to do. That's the problem. And this is what
not
I'm trying
the government.
To figure out. No, it isn't.
It's the people in the government.
Absolutely.
That aren't doing the right things.
If you set out to make your responsibility to do something and you make a promise to somebody, you better also keep that promise. That's what I'm holding you accountable to. You say you're going to help somebody. Don't say it's political or whatever or this and that and whatever. Don't throw it out the window and not hold up your promise. That's what I'm going to. You know,
well, a lot of people keep their promise, but their promise is their own translation of that promise.
Of what it is, yeah.
Which doesn't help us most of the time.
That's right. But they,
that's
you know, the other
what's
thing
going
is,
on. Oh, I kept my promise.
Yeah.
I lowered the taxes. Whatever. You know.
Yeah. Whatever it is. Yeah, but see, the key is they don't understand it from our view. That's the problem. That's
well,
the
that's
key.
Their problem. I mean, people don't understand what we're
but
trying to do.
But that is the problem. That is the problem.
No. Because you can't please everybody.
That's
I don't
right.
worry about the. I don't
no,
worry about
I
the
think,
people who don't
but
understand
I think
it.
That is the problem. Do you understand what I'm saying? They don't have it from our view. They'll never have it from our view. They'll never see it from our view. So they'll never grab the concept. So we have to.
But
understand
that doesn't matter. That's
it
not
doesn't
the problem.
Matter, no.
The
it
problem
is
yeah. having the money in the right place.
Oh yeah.
So people
yeah,
can
yeah,
get
I
help.
Agree. I agree. I agree.
I don't give a damn what people think.
Me neither.
I really don't because
me neither.
People the ones that are, that understand about
oh,
inside,
yeah.
those are the ones that are going to make a difference.
Oh yeah. And then the people who will understand eventually, you know, who will get it, who will grab the concept. Believe me, I've gotten people to really understand, and then they go, oh, but then they don't have the money to help. And then I say, okay, why don't you help me fundraise? And then they stop at that. They don't want to do that. That's what bothers me. Why don't you want to do that? You understand now. Why don't you want to help me? You know, they can't answer that. That's what bothers me. Why don't you want to step
they're
up?
They're afraid or that
they're
they
afraid.
Don't want to be bothered with
they're afraid
it,
of losing their job, mostly.
You know,
a lot of them, I can't do that because I'm afraid of losing
of
my job. They say it straight
fears
up.
Going
I can't.
On.
No, mostly they don't want to lose their job. You know, and they say it straight up.
A lot
up
of people did
oh,
lose their
lose
job.
Oh, yeah. Remember the guy who you said in Pennsylvania? He lost his job, you know?
Oh, yeah.
One of your friends. Yeah, he lost his job for sticking up for people with disabilities. He lost his job. Doesn't he have a disability? He has a disability,
who, Eddie?
Isn't
he? My friend Eddie?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's legally blind.
Yeah, so see, he stuck up for, you know, himself and other people with disabilities, and yet he got slammed.
Well, a lot
he
of people
slammed.
Lost their job that way.
Oh, yeah.
Inner Sight, open mic around the world, 213-816-1650, brought to you by the Big East, the Akita Rescue, the cool Akita. And Tom's River, New Jersey, my dear friend Joanne Diamond. Prayers for her hospice situation.
Yeah,
I don't know the details, but...
Me neither.
Prayers. And the Akita number, 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita. And, you know, if you need a service dog, consider the Akita.
Yeah, they're
right
very
one.
Nice. Yeah.
Great. I
would get an Akita if they didn't shed as much. Not shed, but their fur is different than what my allergies can handle.
Well, maybe if you took the right stuff, you wouldn't have that.
Well, that's true.
Anyway, Inner Sight, all the beautiful children of the world, watch out for them. Take care of them. Corey, Avante, little Tommy, Ollie, all the others. Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. That's our saying, and we urge people to put that into practice. All right, around the world, Inner Sight, open mic. Mr. Kennedy Realty. Want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info? Give Mr. Kennedy a call. Islip, New York, 631-888-1186. So we praise Mr. Kennedy for helping Inner Sight, believing in what we're doing. All right, what else we got? Around the world, civil rights lawyer James Bahamundi, 516-783-9662. ADA questions, American Disability Act, and all that stuff. So if you have any questions along that line, give Jim a call. All right, let's see. What we got? Nobody starves on Long Island. My buddy Gary, dog food, cat food.
Have you heard
food,
from him?
And I haven't heard from Gary recently.
Oh.
And medical, you know, you give them a call, 631-484-3085. And by the way, if you're disabled, let him know, and he's very accommodating to
try
to get the food delivered to you. So 631-484-3085, Gary's number. Nobody starves on Long Island. Check out the Long Island Connection on the Facebook. A couple of our friends over there. And we remember Good Mojo Printers, SuttonInsurance.com, TuroLawCenter.com. Some of our friends who have helped us in the past. And, of course, we can't forget Suffolk Bus Corp.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, Able News. How about that Able News?
Okay.
I wonder what the headline is on Able News.
Oh, you want me to look it up later? Okay.
Go away, virus. Go away. Come back. Don't come back another day.
Don't come back any other day. All right, here we go. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled, to serve the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is also online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, don't forget to sign our petition, change.org. We got to work up on that nursing home petition.
Oh, yeah, we really can.
Change.org, license the guide dog schools, and look for our post on the Facebook coming up. What is the headline on ABLE? Are you able to find it?
Yeah, give me a second. I'm going to go in. Hold on.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic. You want to call in 213-816-1650. Keep it clean. Turn down your television, mm-hmm. radio, whatever you are listening to, computer, videos, or what have you. And you can talk about anything you want. You know, that's open mic. No subject. So hopefully the phones are up and running.
Oh, your favorite, election 2020.
Oh, is that what they have up there?
A look at the candidates on disability. Interesting.
Disability.
Yeah, what their stance is on disability.
Oh, I thought for a minute I thought it was candidates that are disabled.
No,
we
no,
don't think
no,
there are
no.
Any.
Non-discrimination. Democrats stated that they would oppose an effort to weaken enforcement of the Americans with Disabilities and will work to include non-discrimination in access to health care, building on protections for people with disabilities enshrined with an Affordable Care Act. They will ensure aggressive enforcement of the integral mandate, mandate affirmed in Olmstead decision. Regarding discrimination against people with mental disabilities, we will rigorously enforce non-discrimination protection with people with disabilities in healthcare, employment, education, and housing, and ensure equal access to the ballot box.
The money.
The platform reads. No, nothing.
How can you be equal with housing or
any
other stuff if you don't have the money?
Well, it says employment. I guess employment is money.
Sure. I'm talking about the money, for instance, for your housing.
I guess housing is the money. They're talking about. They say health care,
but it's the same
education,
old stuff.
And
the people
housing.
Are not going to have the money. The money's with some agency.
Yeah. Here's what
we good
need
is
to
that?
Do. See this? See what they've written here? We need to get in touch with them and speak to them and talk to them somehow.
Well, we've been trying to get in touch with them. They don't even
respond. I think we get in touch with this person who's wants that spot and see how she can get in touch with them. I don't know. We have to find a way.
We've called them. We've put out the word. You know,
it's got to be a better way.
I called the Biden people. Oh, you
it's
can't
be
talk
a better
to
way.
Him. Why not? Who the hell is he? That's
it's
what they told
be
me.
A better
I can't
way.
Talk to him.
It's got to be. A
of course,
better
got to be a better way. You know, I mean, what,
maybe call the Board
what,
of Elections. I don't know.
Board of Elections. What are they going to do?
But help me out.
I called his headquarters. Okay, I'm trying to get an appointment with the Republican guy who's running for Congress.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay. See what,
now, what you
do.
Just read to me doesn't mean
yeah.
a damn thing. It didn't say
yeah,
anything.
The same BS that we have now. It's just enhancing it. That's all. Enhancing
what's the
BS.
Enforcement? They didn't tell you what the enforcement is.
Nope.
Where's the enforcement? What is it?
Nope. It's just a bunch of vague mumbo-jumbo, if you ask
yeah.
me. Same vague mumbo-jumbo.
Same old stuff. It doesn't mean a damn thing. That doesn't
yep.
cause me to vote for anyone, what you just read
nope.
to me.
No, no, no.
Same old crap.
Yep.
Yeah. We need a reform system, a system that's going to put the money into the hands of the people
mm-hmm.
who are disabled.
That's
so
true.
So we can live our lives. And only, you know, the money for specific purposes.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're right.
I mean, the whole system is
messed.
Is horrible.
For lack
horrible.
Of a better term, is messed.
Guy called me up.
Yeah.
He's a Democrat. He's one of the local people here about
mm-hmm.
the traffic signals. You know,
mm-hmm.
oh, we're gonna do this. Gonna do. Never heard from him again. Never heard from him. You know. I mean, it's horrible,
mm.
man. These people don't do a damn thing.
No, they don't.
You know? Anyway, what else you got in that paper? What did the Republicans say?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing. Really, nothing.
Well, maybe that's better.
I don't know. I don't
maybe
know.
That's better.
No
maybe
worries.
We got a chance to get them to... change some of these damn things. They don't say nothing.
I don't know.
The Democrats, obviously, are with the same old crap.
I don't know. We, you know, I think that, I don't know. I don't know what is what. Hang on, let me go into login and go into my registration. I have a registration with Able. Free registration.
Yeah.
A subscription online.
If anybody says they're gonna fight for this, they're gonna fight for that, fight for this, it's a bunch of bull. If you don't have the funding to live your life,
I don't
give a
what
damn what
gonna
they
be.
Say.
You know what I'd like to say? One thing. I want to, you know, fight and find a way with both. I want them to get both. To start making things on behalf of the disabled, if I can get both to move their butt. Really? Ooh, that's not good.
You got to have money to do that.
All right, interesting.
You can't do it without money.
Republican platform, they want to save the ABLE Act. I don't mind that. That's a pretty good thing. The achieving a better life experience. That's the thing that they allow you to save more than $2,000. You're allowed to save up to $100,000.
Who the hell can save $100,000?
Yeah.
Who gets a disability check? You might, somebody explain that to me.
You're allowed to save in your lifetime up to $100,000.
Yeah, but
you
don't have
a,
the money to save it.
That's right. Basically, but a little at a time. $12,000 per year. Okay, so a little
a woman,
at a time.
A woman sent me an email from the Kingston
yeah.
company telling me that people waiting for hearings on Social Security, a lot of them die before they get the hearing.
Oh,
that is the
true.
Answer to that.
Yeah, that's true.
How the hell are you going to save
very
up $100,000?
And how do you get, a lot of people die before they even get housing. That's even more.
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Wait a minute. They're also saying about another thing about Ruth Bader Ginsburg's obituary in here and what she did for the disabled and civil rights.
Yeah. She didn't do enough
well,
for
you
me.
Don't, well, I don't know.
That's
I didn't read it.
Same old stuff, man. Anyway, in a sight, let's see if we got any phone calls. Open mic.
Oh, hold on.
Anybody
on
the line?
Let me just read this one second.
That stuff is all boring, not able news, I'll tell you. It really is. It really is.
I thought you didn't, you liked Angela.
Nobody prints the alternative, what should be. How come they don't print that?
She did the legislation, landmark Olmstead versus LC. What's LC? I don't know what that is. Oh, National Disability Rights Network says the statement. Okay, she has a whole bunch of things in here, but she did a full thing about a full decision on disability rights and was working on it, and then she died.
Anyway, anybody on the line?
Yeah, hold on. That's
Inner
bad,
Sight.
Actually,
open mic 213-816-1650. If you want to call in and very glad to hear that Mr. Trump is out of that hospital. That's the best thing he ever did.
Nah.
You know? Because the longer you stay in there, the more vulnerable you are. Not just for the 19 virus, but a lot of other things.
Other things, yeah. Well, he's in a presidential suite, so it's like a hotel up there for him. For real. So,
well, I don't know where he is, but you still got people
walking
around. And
yeah, that's true. Like doctors
coming
with
and
their
going.
Gear on. Let me get Maureen in. She's waiting on hold.
All right, in a sight with Maureen from Queens.
Okay, Maureen.
Live.
Here she comes.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey.
Hi, how are you tonight, both of you?
How
you
I'm
doing?
So not happy with either candidate, honestly.
Oh. I just can't wait till next year. I hope things are straightened out.
I doubt it. I think things are getting worse. Mm. I just pray to God that we don't go into some revolt or something by this clown who's in office right now. I'll be honest with you.
That could possibly happen, you know. I went to see my mom today, and sitting outside, I thought, it reminds me of, like, Ellis Island. Everybody's there with their COVID results.
Oh, that's too hysterical. I couldn't go today because mine expired. I have to go get another.
And you go in with the results, and you still ask the same stupid questions anyway.
You're kidding me. Oh, that's stupid.
And, you know, then Thursday I have to go for another one, so...
Yeah, I have to go for another one because mine expired.
How boring.
Yeah, you have to get another one.
I have to get another one, yeah.
And at least I got to see the poor thing. And it's sad. One man came to see his mother. She was just totally asleep and didn't even know he was there. You know, it was very sad, you know.
I'm going to go get it. And I'm going to go to the 15-minute clinic, the one that gives you the results in 15 minutes. But it's going to be expensive. $50 for that. But I'm going to do it.
Really?
Heck. Yeah, $50.
Yeah. I didn't think they were as accurate. I was going to go, but I thought somebody said they're not as accurate as the others.
I don't care at this point. I really don't.
Maureen, you want a speakerphone?
No, I'm off it. Let me see. Hold on a sec.
Yeah.
Is that better? No, that's
not a little distant.
Is that better?
Yeah, that is better.
This is better?
Yeah.
This sounds a little louder tonight. I don't know. I think my phone is going. It's just a mess, actually.
It's a matter of time.
Don't worry.
All my phones are a matter of time, too.
Yeah, you know.
Then the brand new glasses that I bought, I dropped them in the bathroom now. And guess what happened? You're not going to believe what happened.
They broke.
Piece of crap. It's such a thin frame, too.
Yeah. Of course.
I don't want to be so cynical. Oh, God, please forgive me. They're probably made out of the United States, and you know where. I'm not going to say where.
I can imagine, no.
Yes, you know where I'm thinking, right?
It says it on the frame, but you can't read it.
That's right. Mm. I can't read it for beads. So maybe I'll have my husband read it one day. But he has bad eyes lately now. Not bad, but, you know, over 40 eyes.
when they start going a bit, right?
Yeah, exactly. He wears his little glasses now.
So what is this, before when you said President Trump said he's not releasing the stimulus?
Yes.
Until the nomination of the judge?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, when is that supposed to take place?
It
is.
Not the nomination, until she's actually nominated in the office, until they actually say yes to her.
So they got to vote on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they got to say yes to her.
And suppose they don't want her, then we don't get the stimulus? That's a deal?
That's right.
Well, what's that got to do with us? Why is he punishing us?
Because he's insane. I told you that.
Well, you know,
I don't like it either.
He wants to give his people, you know. The others just keep wanting for the states and everything, you know.
No, he's insane. He's gone entirely insane. He is. You know what he did yesterday? He took his, they're all insane. Yes, they are. Every single one of them.
Yeah.
I don't trust anybody now. It's sad. It's very sad. I don't trust a damn person. Then I go wait, I got to tell you guys. This is I'm going to do Mad or Glad today again, even though it's open mic, because everybody gets a chance to do whatever they want. I'm going to do this for my open mic because I want to. I've gotten to the point that I was really upset about this. I went to go get my glasses, right? And I told you guys, I told Frank about this, but I want to say it on air.
Yeah.
I go, and now I have to provide all of my health care. Now, why does everybody need my health care? I don't want everybody to know my health care. Now I got to, God. I don't want everybody to know my health care.
Just
now
to get
provide everything. What can it work?
Yeah, they probably got new rules from the government. They won't get their money unless they give them the information.
No, because she's a nosy woman. She wants my health care.
Who knows?
She says to me, we want to know, we don't want to know anything about your health. We just want to know about your eyes. Because I was telling her that this is related to my health. You know, it's an unknown condition, and it's related to my health. Oh, we don't want to know about your unknown condition. We want to know about only your eyes.
We just finished telling her it's connected with that.
Yeah,
well, it shows you how stupid those people are, because the body
and I'm like, but it's connected, you
functioning person.
So wait a second. Mm-hmm. Now, the funniest thing I found out from this guy who was examining me, who is actually pretty good, I got to say, he's... Mm-hmm. out of Helen Keller, he said to me that my strabismus is not related. Well, I said to him, could the strabismus have my strabismus as a youth caused my retinal problems? Or, you know, and I said that to him. He goes, no, it could have been the other way around. It could have been the retinal problem caused the strabismus. I said, so could I have had some sort of underlying birth-related retinal problem that nobody found? He said, could be. And he said, but we'd have to go further back. I said, I don't have any of those records. Honestly, the only thing I have is just some of the records. Like, just, he goes, well, we'll have to, you know, I said, visually, you look at my retinas, they're beautiful, but functionally, my retinas suck right now. They just have a weird problem. They're just not working properly. I mean, functionally, they're just, you know, neurologically not working properly. And he goes, oh, okay, I guess we're going to have to get, you know, New York Eye and Ears records. I said, yeah, but then everything else is on my records. Everything. I mean, literally everything. Wow. Why do they have to need to know all of that? They don't. So then I just said, you know what? F it. Let them know everything. If they ask, so, you know, that's what I'm going to say. So, does that, you know, does, am I not functional as a person? No, I'm functional. You see me as a person. You see me under control. You see me within, you know, my means. That's, I'm not functional. And if they start with me, boy, am I going to take them under, you know, really I am. I definitely am.
I wouldn't let those people get in your business. You're foolish.
What do I do then?
Look into helping your eyes with holistic
stuff. In what
way? I don't know. You got to find out
what
the condition is.
I still need the equipment, Frank. I still need the specialized glasses. I still need all of that right now. Yes,
no, I don't
I
know.
Still need that.
There's so many different conflicting reports with you and all those doctors. I don't know what the hell you need.
Yeah.
I don't think
they know
either.
Tell me about it. Oh, okay. Maureen, you there? Oh, I think she had a call back in. Maureen?
All right.
Oh, yeah, can you? I don't know, my phone. I told you about my phone, how I think it's going. It lit
did
up.
Did it disconnect?
And it went out.
And you called back?
I'm sorry?
Did you just call back?
Yeah, because my phone lit up and then it went out. And yesterday I'm setting up my accessory trip. I'm in the middle of it and it goes dead. I don't know what's wrong with the phone. They're acting cuckoo lately. I may have to get enough. Maybe I have to put the other battery in. This one's been in for a while. Maybe I have to switch again, you know?
Oh, you might have to.
Maybe the phone is full of Kool-Aid.
No, I think maybe your battery's starting to die. Maybe you need a new one. That's all.
Well, I do have the other one from the other phone, so maybe I just have to switch it. You know, sometimes I do that. This one's been in for a bit, so I'll try the other one in it and see. You know?
Okay.
Because it's been doing crazy things the last
There was
week
a guy.
So.
Did you hear about the guy who went to jail for homicide? You know, murder. And he says, yeah. He says when that door closed behind me, my heart was pumping Kool-Aid.
Woo! You bad. You know,
that's
really bad.
Around the world, I think a lot of these politicians are pumping Kool-Aid.
They certainly are.
Somebody on the radio before said they're going to put Cuomo
Jonestown
in a nursing home.
Kool-Aid. What is it?
Somebody on the radio before, one of the talk show hosts, said they're going to put Cuomo in a nursing home.
They should.
Yeah.
They should put him
But now, you know,
getting
back to this thing with Trump, it doesn't make sense, because then why are Pelosi and Mekin talking if he's not going to let the stimulus go in? Doesn't make sense.
They were talking, right, and trying to get this underway, right, and then all of a sudden he decided to say no. I swear.
Well, they want
a clear blue sky.
Pelosi wants money for, like, big businesses, stuff like that, you know, the states and everything.
Yeah.
Where he wants to give it to people, you know what I mean?
Oh, so there's no more talks then.
No, that isn't the what it was. They were talking. Everything was going well. They were about to approve the stimulus, blah, 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 and everything was going well. And then, boom, Trump pulled
I don't know if it was going so well because she, you know, wanted
If what you're saying is true, I haven't heard this, by the way.
I just heard it before I got on air.
He's going to be reelected.
Just before I got on air. They're saying it might be the medication he's on. It might be true because there is a medication that he was taking that can make you a little, excuse me, an Italian expression pazzo, which is crazy, a little bit.
Oh,
well,
he's on medicine that is disturbing him, and it's not his fault.
Yeah. Well, that is one.
Damn
but he
doctor.
Should have handed over. He should have handed over the, you know, just ruling of the nation to Pence until he felt better. But he would have never done that.
Hopefully,
he didn't have to do that unless he was. He didn't actually have to do that unless he was really physically unable to perform.
There's one medicine, and I'll tell you which one it is. It's the it's not the prednisone. It's the cortisone, that dextromethazone that he's on, that can really cause psychotic symptoms. And knowing him, he has a little kookiness to him to begin with. Not kookiness, but I don't know how to explain it. He's really out there. In
well,
some
why
cases.
Are the doctors giving him? Why are the doctors giving him so much stuff? You know what I mean? His saturation level did not drop that much.
They wanted to make
sure
that he's not breathing. Let's put it that way. I guess.
But I mean, his
they
saturation
said they over-medicated
level,
him.
Who did?
Yeah.
He did? Oh yeah,
the
probably.
News.
Mm. That's the doctors.
A lot of doctors believe that he was over-medicated.
Mm. Oh, I agree. I agree with that.
I don't trust the doctors.
Why give him three experimental
doctors
medications?
Doctors are crazy. They give you all kinds of crap.
Why give him three experimental medications? But see, he came in, and I think he was sicker than he led on to believe, truthfully.
No, I don't. I mean, his saturation level was only 94. Or 93. That's not that low. If it dropped,
but that's
like we
what,
were saying
that's
last
what
night.
They said he was. But God only knows what he really was.
Well, he
seriously.
Seemed. How could he have bounced back so quickly Saturday that when he was on, he sounded good and everything? I don't think if he was so sick, he'd be bouncing back that quickly, you know?
I think they want to look,
the press wants to destroy him. I've seen it. I see all the lies they tell about him. And if we get that other one in, you know who I mean, the country will be finished, truly. The country will be lost. There'll be no saving it.
I don't want him and I don't want the other. I don't want either, honestly. You know what I want? I want a whole new group of people.
Yeah, well, at least with Trump, we're going to have a country. If those other two get in, the country will be not ours. It will be gone, truly. Truly, it will...
I have a feeling, guess
be
what?
Around
it
to,
will be.
To,
I still think it's going
to
happen.
She ain't
going to
be around Biden. Their whole thing is to get her in. And the country will be lost then, truly. Truly, it will be shot, you know?
Hey, tomorrow night's the big debate.
Yeah.
Between
Harris
and Pence. Harris is going to wear his pants.
Yes.
Tomorrow night.
Okay.
And they're trying to put a shield around Pence.
They're trying to put what around him?
They wanted to put a shield, a plastic shield around Pence.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because
I don't know if they're
going to
do it or not.
They got those things up in a lot of stores. Stupid.
Yeah, but I don't think
I mean, you can't have
it.
Somebody with such radical beliefs. You know what I mean?
What?
I mean, you can't have somebody get in that's so radical, you know what I mean?
Mm. I don't know.
You just
well,
can't. I mean, the
some things are good radical, but, you know.
Some things are
some
bad.
Things
aren't.
We
don't know.
We've seen what happened. We've seen what's been going on this year. It's not good radical.
You
know
what
I mean?
Think also? I think that people have to slow down. People have to think before they do things. That is the problem that's happening right now. People are getting antsy. People don't understand. I've been almost indoor. I only go out for doctor freaking appointments. All right? That's the only thing I go out for. Otherwise, I am indoors. Okay? And that's if you have to do that until we have a freaking cure or even, you know, you have vitamins, okay? And you only go out in your backyard to get some fresh air.
Yeah, I don't agree
well,
with that.
Do
I don't,
what
I don't
you
think
want.
People should
yeah.
be afraid to live
do what
their
you guys
lives.
Do.
Come on.
I go only to my mom. I'm going to be going to my mom and back. And that's it. These are the visits I'm only going to be making. otherwise, you know, I'm not going to be making things that are extravagant, Frank. Because I don't
No, you live your life. You got to educate yourself about the immune system.
Still,
that's the whole damn key here.
Yeah, you can't
And that's what
be
these
shut
doctors
the
are not giving us. You know, there should be daily upgrades about the immune system during this whole thing. And I don't
heal
once.
We have a new caller, Frank.
You know?
And they have to ease up on the corona talk.
That's what
we
the
all
trouble
know what
is.
To do now. We're still being told what to do. I think we know to wash our hands and do
Frank,
all
we
that.
Have a new
We've
caller.
Been doing that for 8 months. Huh?
We have a new caller.
All right, Maureen,
Frank.
We're going to move on.
Oh.
Anything
yeah,
else?
Yeah, okay, all right, okay.
And we also
no,
have Billy, too.
So tired of the pandemic.
Yeah,
when
I know.
It ends soon.
Me, too.
Yeah.
So. All right, take
I
care,
know.
Maureen.
Okay, guys, take care.
Take care, sweetheart.
All right. In a sight. Live open mic 213-816-1650. Keep it clean if you're calling in, please. All
okay.
right. Who we got on the line?
I don't know. We have a new caller and we have Louie.
All right. Well, let's see who the caller is. Welcome,
okay.
new caller.
Hello. Hello. How's the panel doing tonight?
Good. Good. How
good.
Are you?
Working hard, Pastor Don, Jr. CEO. How y'all feeling?
They're good, good. I think I
Yeah, where you calling
you
from?
Arizona. I'm in Mesa, Arizona right now. Thank you, sir. Yeah, I'm about to get ready to watch this game. I wanted to call to the show before it was over. I was listening online. Y'all been having the hot topics going.
Oh, thank you.
I just wanted to call to show some support.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. What's on your
thank
mind?
You.
Anything specific or?
Well, yeah. I want to figure out with the world being what it is, and it's just like something clicked when Kaepernick took a knee. Nobody wanted to be on the Black Lives Matter movement, but now everything's Black Lives Matter. I'm sitting here watching the TV, and they said that they're going to be DoorDash is giving people no delivery charges for black-owned businesses, and I'm trying to figure out how they know that. So, I mean, what do y'all feel about the whole Black Lives Matter movement as of recently?
As of recently?
Oh, I think all lives matter.
Every single life matters.
Hold it. I grew up in Brooklyn, you know, where a lot of people, we were black and white. We had a lot of black people. And, you know, we had a real brotherhood when I grew up. You know, you'd go to your friend's house and sleep over. And we thought differently, you know. Very, very rare was there any... prejudice when I grew up. So that's where I'm coming from. I think everybody should be equal. I'm almost totally blind, so color doesn't mean much to me. You know, I think everybody's the same color.
It's the truth.
That's what I think.
Well, I feel like we as a people, we use social media to be socially distant, and we're getting more distant from actually interacting with each other. You know, back
That's
in the
true.
Day, we want to send our grandma a picture of a turkey. We would actually call her, and then, you know, at Christmas time, you would take every family would get together and take a family portrait and put it on a postcard and mail it Merry Christmas season greetings. Well, we don't do that kind of stuff no more. When the family sits down to eat, everybody's on their phones. You know, so
that's
that is
true.
A different
Everybody's
world now.
Doing something different. Or people are in other rooms watching the game, or people are doing this, that, and the other thing, talking in another room. Nobody's sitting down and actually talking and saying what they're thankful for anymore. You're right. They should be. Period.
When was the last time somebody called you and said, I just called to tell you I love you. I was just thinking about you.
Well, thank you so much. And we love you too, brother.
We love you too, brother. Honestly.
Call anytime. Love to have you.
Wait, man.
You can call our number anytime.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, man. Well, I'm going to stay on.
Thanks,
I'm going to stay on and hang out with y'all. Sit in
okay.
the show.
Yeah, anytime.
All right. In a sight.
Right.
So, you see, that's what makes this show worthwhile. You know, when you get
a caller
like that who believes in love and freedom and goodness.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it's all about. That's how the politicians should be. The way this gentleman is who just called.
That's correct.
You know, a lot of that should. A politician should take a lesson from this guy who just called.
That's
you
right.
Know? He said he loves us. Do the politicians love us? They ever say they love us? I never heard him say that.
I wish they did.
You know?
No.
I mean, are they afraid of that? I think they're afraid of that.
Yeah.
To say that they love us.
They are.
You know?
Truly.
If I were the president of this country, every time I got up to make a speech or anything, I would tell everybody in the world that I love them.
That's right.
As part of my speech. And I would show it, not just say it.
That's right.
Show it.
That's right. Yeah.
You know? So that's a big part of what's wrong with this system.
Yeah.
That these politicians are afraid to say that.
Afraid to make bumps in the road. That too. They're afraid to go different from the norm. That's the other problem. They really are. And
all right, Louie's still on the line?
Yes, he is.
Oh, let's get Louie in
here
a few minutes.
For you.
In a Sight Live with Louie Rivera.
Louie. How you doing, Louie?
Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Hello.
Yeah, Suzanne, I miss you. I'm thinking about you Friday. I missed you.
Yeah, I was taking a sleep study.
I was listening to Frank Perino's Frolic Through the Phone. He's doing Lauren Hardy by himself, and he's doing Honeymoons by himself.
I'd rather have been on the show than at that stupid sleep study, honestly.
Fall asleep and they study you.
That's basically what it is.
I don't know. Do they have any witnesses in that room? I wouldn't trust them.
My aide was there, thank God.
Oh.
That was good.
You got to make sure, because...
Yeah.
Hey, Frank Perino!
Yeah, Louie!
Yeah, I was practicing Phil Rizzuto.
Oh,
Pat
good.
Cooper.
Yeah, we're going to do that coming Friday. I'll be Cosell, you be Rizzuto.
Oh, this is
and
gonna
we'll
okay, Frank Perino, I've been waiting to hear your phone call. I'm Phil Rizzuto. This is my buddy Frank Perino right here.
we're gonna relive some of the highlights of the great sports.
Can I be one of the little men? No.
with you?
You be married in Marakovitz.
Yeah.
Okay, Aaron. Okay.
I'll tell my story of when I met Rocky Graciano.
Okay.
All right.
Again, I didn't hear you, but that's okay.
give us a plug for Friday, Lou. Give us
do that.
A little ad. Come on.
You guys are ready? Listen to this.
Yeah.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Louis Rivera. Be sure you tune in on Friday night at 8 to 9 o'clock for Blog Talk Radio, Possess the Follies. We're going to have a lot of fun. Do Lauren Hardy, your friendly philosopher, the Honeymooners, and Seth and Son. And don't forget Pat Cooper. We're going to have a good time with Phil Rizzuto. We're talking to Frank Perino and my pal, you were Phil Rizzuto on the ringy-ringy on Friday night.
The ringy-ringy.
And
ringy-dingy-ringy.
And don't forget Block Talk Radio, The Follies, on Friday night from 8 to 9 o'clock. And don't forget Frank Perino's Inner Sight on Public Access Thursday at 7:30 p.m. on Thursday on Public Access.
Channel 20.
Okay.
That's it. Right, right. Righto.
And you know, pretty soon,
yeah,
a couple more weeks, going to be Halloween.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Boy, you don't have to wear
yeah.
a mask this year.
I'll dress up as hey Frank.
You already
I'll
got
dress
one.
Up as not Frank Perea, but who's that Taurasi Ferrero lookalike
oh,
contest?
Then take a picture so I could put it on the board. Do that.
You gotta
yeah.
have a.
Yeah.
You gotta
yeah,
have a
I'll
wig. You got a wig.
You got a wig.
If it fits my brain.
Yeah. Right.
If you do.
I don't think anybody makes
I'll
a wig like that. Though.
Yeah,
well,
I'll find the right glasses.
I got my hair cut because it was getting way too long and knotty, but it's not. It started growing back again, so it's down to my shoulder. It was really long.
Yeah,
it was longer than my shoulder before. It was like down to my back.
All right, Inner Sight tomorrow night. a show on guide dogs tomorrow night.
I love you guys. Tune in
hey,
Friday
guide
for the Mollies.
Yeah, Friday night we'll special.
Yeah.
Rizzuto and Cosell.
That's right.
Yeah, okay, I'll see you Friday. This is Phil Rizzuto from Inner Sight.
That's pretty good, Lou.
That's really, really good.
Holy cow, he used to go.
Holy
oh,
cow.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that. That's cool.
Yeah.
You guys do really well.
Love you guys.
Love you too.
All right, we love you too, Louie. Thanks
right.
for calling
okay,
in, man.
Take
we
care.
Always love to
calling
have you.
In, Lou. All right.
Yeah.
Bye bye.
Mm. All right. Inner Sight and Around the World open mic. You know, I can't get that thing out of my mind that Mr. Trump is going to block the stimulus.
I know.
Because of this judge, you know. I think somebody...
That's what he said.
Somebody should talk to him about that, seriously. You know?
I think, to tell you the truth, I'll tell you, it's got to be that cortisone that he's taking. Because whenever you're on that cortisone, it's got to
yeah.
be it. It really manipulates your brain.
If it's anything like that, then, you know, these doctors should address that.
They should taper it.
If they pick
slowly.
Up on it.
Well, people have been talking about it all on the TV like crazy, how much it can alter your mental status. And it can. Big time.
Yeah, sure.
I know. Personally,
well, a lot of those drugs have side effects.
No, I know personally. You know, because I've experienced it when I've been on it for my breathing. You know, and I know. It's a very good drug for breathing. However, okay, I'm going to put a very good however in there. It does alter temporarily your mental status. It does.
Which means that it tampers with your brain.
It does,
interferes
yeah.
with your brain. That's
your decision-making,
no
yes. It's like as if you would drink alcohol at the extreme. That's all. Yeah.
Well,
you cannot be
hopefully
making
that'll
decisions.
Get straightened out because
that's not a
fair way to treat the American people. Inner Sight told you.
That's right.
Around the world. All right, so we'll be with you tomorrow night. Guide Dog Month tomorrow night. We'll celebrate it and give you the lowdown on the whole thing. And Thursday, of course, as you heard Louie mention.
How are we naming that, by the way?
7:30 Thursday night, Channel 20, Inner Sight. I want to thank all our listeners, all our friends, and thank our new caller from Arizona. Didn't get his name, but I hope he calls back.
Yeah, I know. I hope he calls back again. Really happy.
All right. We'll be with you tomorrow night. Suzanne, co-host and engineer. Inner Sight, 631-224-3090, phone number.
Yay.
So thank you so much for listening. Be safe out there. Wild oil of oregano, apple cider vinegar, stuff that won't ruin your brain, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, right.
All right, around the world, Inner Sight means freedom. advocates for the disabled. Thank you, Joe Arion, for orchestrating that saying. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Thank you. Good night, everybody. Thank you so much. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.